This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines are open for you right now if you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial. Telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S-Financial.com. Their telephone number for the office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for you for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. It is complimentary. 608-442-5637. Mention KlausFinancial.com. Also mention, of course, phone lines are open. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. CJ, Malia, how are we doing this week?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing fantastic. CJ, Malia, how have you been?
Very good. We're enjoying these beautiful days of summer.
We are. It's officially, I think, what, through August 11th are technically the dog days of summer, I think.
They sure are.
We're going to be talking this week the question of when in early retirement and when should I retire and all the different factors that play into making that determination. We're going to do that this morning. Also got a great opportunity this week to win a fantastic prize. Our friends from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Best Buy with the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. As a matter of fact, before we get rolling on this week's question about early retirement and when we should plan on retiring, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question there and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about reasons perhaps why you might consider delaying your Social Security benefits. So we call them DRCs, delayed retirement credits. So a lot of listeners last week, great questions. And the question of the week last week was delayed retirement credits will be added to your Social Security benefit if you wait to collect them past your full retirement age. What percentage can you earn per year? Was it 5% or 8%? So congratulations. Shout out to our winner last week, Lisa of Madison, correctly answered 8% mm-hmm. per year. That's what you get for waiting. So, Sean, take note. You need to wait so you can get that 8% bump per year. It's pretty powerful.
That is pretty powerful. It was a fantastic program, as always. If you missed last week's program or you want to get caught up, or if you missed part of this week's show, you can always listen back at KlausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S-Financial.com. Also, while you're there, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly snapshot and an email of what's been going on in the markets. Also, a link to the podcast. Again, just head on over to KlausFinancial.com. K-L-A-A-S-Financial.com. If you've got a question this morning, love to get you on the air with CJ and Malia. Our number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking this week about early retirement, and I got to ask, what are some of those areas we should consider if we're thinking about retiring before we turn 60 or 65?
Yeah, this has obviously become a more hot topic or hot question that we get given the pandemic, given some jobs have become more challenging. Teachers, obviously, the way in which they've had to teach over the last couple of years has put a lot of stress on them. And so we've got people asking about this quite often. You know, when can I retire? How would I go about retiring earlier? Or even for some, when they get into the workforce, they say, hey, can I plan for an early retirement? And what would be involved in that? Now, before we get into the weeds on this, I will just, you know, kind of break it to you directly. If you're going to retire earlier than the average American, you will have to make sacrifices compared to the average American. Right. And it's kind of like the no-brainer, but sometimes we forget this. Now, some people are fortunate and they just make enough money that they can retire, you know, really early in their 40s or early 50s. But generally speaking, for most Americans, if you want to retire early, you're going to have to live differently along the way to make that happen. So we realize that for some people, retiring early is not an option due to financial or health considerations. But for those who want to think about retiring early and don't have those constraints, listen to some of these considerations we're going to go through here today. So when people when people are asked when they plan to retire, most people would say 65 to 67. Malia and I hear this all the time. When do you want to retire? 65, 67. But according to a Gallup survey, the average age that people actually retire is 61. So there's a little bit of a disconnect there, right? People say 65, but they're retiring at 61. when you dig into the reasons why, and there's a number of them, but some of the most common ones would be health or caring for an aging parent or an unexpected job loss or a factory shutdown. So sometimes early retirement is not even a choice. It's something that is forced upon you. As we've talked about on the show before, unfortunately, very little is certain in this life. But if you've been successful at your career and you've saved steadily into your retirement fund, then that decision could be largely up to you. If you've been particularly successful, you may even be in a position to retire in your 50s or even earlier. However, again, if you plan to retire that early, you should have saved a lot along the way. Not to mention, as we're going to talk about here in a moment, if you plan on retiring that early, so think before 59 and a half, you're going to have to think about having sources of income that don't include retirement accounts, because typically you have to wait till 59 and a half to draw money out of a retirement account. But with all that being said, today's topic is really about evaluating the question as to when you can retire. And secondarily, when will you have all your ducks in a row to accomplish this early retirement? So we do encourage our listeners to think through the decisions carefully before deciding to make this transition. And of course, we would generally suggest if you're going to plan on retiring earlier, you should be talking to a financial planner of some sorts to make sure they can stress test your ability to actually do so.
Really good stuff this morning. Talking with CJ Clausen, Malia Cuevas. We're going to talk with CJ a little bit about some of the challenges to retiring at 55. We'll pick that right up. Got a call. We got Linda on the line this morning. Linda, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Clausen, Malia Cuevas of Claus Financial.
Hi. I'm calling about, it should have been last week, it's about the early retirement or waiting till 70.
Yeah.
And I'm 69. I've been waiting, but they're talking about or projecting a 10% increase this year. Would it be more beneficial for me to retire yet at 69 or to wait till next year when I'm 70?
Oh, such a great question, Linda. Well, let me again say, I don't know if you listened last week, but there's a woman who called in with a similar question about waiting till 70. And I think it's like 7% of women wait till age 70. So congratulations, you're in the top 7%. But Linda's asking a great question for all of our listeners. What she's getting at here is for those who are currently drawing Social Security, the administration is projecting potentially upwards of a 10% increase for those who are drawing. This would be considered the COLA, the cost of living adjustment. However, last week we talked about DRCs, delayed retirement credits, between full retirement and age 70 are 8%. So what Linda is asking is, hey, 10 sounds like more than 8. Maybe I should draw now, get the 10 instead of waiting for the DRC. Well, good news, Linda. The delayed retirement credits that we're talking about there are the credit for waiting, but it does not include any sort of core inflationary adjustment. And remember, the calculation of your Social Security benefit is a 35-year inflation-adjusted earnings base. So your 35-year inflation-adjusted earnings base will also ratchet up, which would mean that by waiting, it would be more than that standard 8% increase. So I think you're still fine to wait. You don't need to draw to try to get that 10%.
Okay, thank you.
Great question, Linda. Thanks for calling in. That frees open a line. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Learn more about Claus Financial on the website, clausfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about early retirement and all the things you've got to plan for if you do decide to retire early. Let's talk about some of those challenges that folks may face. Let's say you do retire, plan on retiring at 55. What are some of the things people should be weighing there, CJ?
Yeah, there are challenges. I don't want people to mishear us that you can't retire early. It's just you need to plan appropriately. And so there's some challenges. If you want to retire at 55, let's say, what you would need to be aware of is, generally speaking, you can't withdraw funds from your IRAs until 59 and a half. And if you do draw before 59 and a half, you would very often trigger a 10% early withdrawal tax. So, you know, that's not ideal. If you're going to retire early, you might want to be aware of that or address it. Now, for those who are listening, they're going, wait, but I heard about this separation from service at 55. And you guys have talked about this on the show before. And we would say, that's right. So if you have money in an old corporate retirement plan, 401k, 403b, 401a, anything like that, Typically, those plans will allow for withdrawals as early as 55 without a penalty. However, you must leave that money in the old corporate retirement plan, because as soon as you roll it over to an IRA, then 59 and a half prevails. So you can see already, as we're going into these details, if you're going to retire early, you're probably going to want to enlist the help of a good financial planner. Now, the other probably biggest item to be aware of if you're going to retire early is this concept called 72T, or what would be considered substantially equal periodic payments, known as SEP payments. You know our industry loves those acronyms. So SEP payments are about people who say, hey, I'm not 59 and a half. I'm not even 55. I'm 50, but I have maybe a really large ESOP that I just did a rollover of, or I took a large inheritance, but I want to draw money out of my retirement account. How do I go about doing this? Well, the IRS says, hey, as long as you are willing to abide by one of three IRS-approved calculations for determining an income stream, and as long as you leave that income stream alone for the longer of 5 years minimum or age 59 and a half, whichever comes later, then we will let you pull money out on these substantially equal periodic payments without the penalty. We'll waive the 10% penalty. But my goodness, my comment to you would be, if you're going to go down this path, wow, I would just really, really highly suggest that you talk to a financial planner, an accountant, you know, somebody trusted in the financial services industry that can make sure you don't goof that up.
What about Social Security benefits? What do we need to know there, CJ?
Yeah, so the only other thing to kind of be aware of is we've talked a lot about Social Security. Last week we did again, and the earliest you can typically draw Social Security is age 62. So this would be one of those examples. If somebody's going to retire at, say, 50 or 52, and maybe they're going to start SEP payments from their IRA, and they're, you know, they're maybe they've got some after-tax money, one thing they might want to consider doing is actually drawing Social Security early. Now, some of you are going, what is this? CJ and Malia are always pushing us to draw later. Why would you say early? Well, it depends. It depends on how much money you've saved. It depends on the projection that you're doing with your financial planner, that your portfolio won't be able to sustain the significant withdrawals for such a long period of time. So this could be one of those narrow exceptions where Malia or I might run a projection, stress test the model, and then say, hey, you might actually want to draw right away at 62 just to alleviate the pressure from your investment accounts.
Important stuff to be thinking about if you are considering early retirement. A really great and lofty goal. Fantastic information this week. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program, want to listen back, or of course you want to catch one of the previous shows, you can head on over to klossfinancial.com. Listen to the podcast there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. The office here in Madison for Kloss Financial, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment. It is complimentary to you. 608-442-5637. And if you have a question this morning, love to get you on the air like Linda did earlier. It's telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. What about health insurance? We'll get the details next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. Talking with Malia and CJ this week about retiring early and the considerations on determining when to retire. And a big thing I've got to guess for folks, if you want to retire at 55, is health insurance. And of course, should I be putting extra savings away to use for an early retirement? Malia, what do we need to know?
Yeah, so this is a great question, and really another area you're going to really want to sit back and do some planning on. Because if you do plan to retire early prior to 65, remember that our national health insurance plan, which is known as Medicare, actually kicks in at 65. So that's why you always hear, you know, I'm going to retire at 65 generally, because people are thinking about I'm going to be covered at that time by Medicare. But again, as CJ mentioned, we do have quite a few people considering this early retirement, and we just need to make sure the health insurance has been explored and is in place. Now, unfortunately, I have had situations where people are tired of working. They literally say, I quit. And we haven't dealt with the health insurance. So hopefully that's not you. Plan ahead. Always plan ahead on this. So, excuse me. In general, early retirees have five options for health insurance prior to being eligible for Medicare. And the first most common one, and we look at with people as we do their planning, is they do have the option of perhaps carrying their coverage through their previous employer that they're leaving with COBRA. So COBRA is the continuation of the health coverage you already have. Generally speaking, it lasts for about 18 months if you retire early. And what's important here is if you're retiring at 55, we need to make sure you're covered for 10 years before you can get a Medicare. So 18 months is not going to quite cut it. But if you're 63 and a half, this might be an ideal situation. So what is COBRA? What it is coverage that allows you to remain on that employer's plan, and you'll actually have to pay the full ticket. So that's what people don't quite understand. They're like, oh my goodness, now I have to pay $700 a month. And this is true because you're paying the entire premium up to 102% of the plan cost. But the good news is that you're able to continue the coverage you've known for, you know, the last, you know, decade or whatever. And so we do often like that idea. It might be a little more costly, but we don't like to upset the whole boat, so to speak. We want you to be able to keep your doctors if you have doctors in place. And so that's definitely a nice option. So generally, COBRA applies to all group health plans that are maintained by private sector employers that have 20 or more employees. So you do want to speak to your employer for the details on that or learn more about COBRA at the Department of Labor website. And second option, of course, is a spouse's plan. If you have a spouse, you might want to look at what the premiums would look like if they added you to their plan. So obviously, that's a nice option if that's your situation. There's also public exchanges, private insurance exchanges, and we do talk about sometimes the idea, you know, for many people, consideration of maybe just getting a part-time job that offers health insurance benefits. So we've talked in this show before, there's several employers out there, larger employers such as Starbucks or you know, Kohl's, UPS, several of those types of companies have offered part-time employees health insurance. So maybe if, you know, you're okay working 15, 20 hours a week, but you know you're going to have some health insurance coverage, that might be worth looking at. So obviously, a lot of people talk about the Affordable Care Act, and you know, this is something very fortunate for people who are thinking about retiring early, that you might want to consider going through the public exchange. And what's great about this is that, you know, you can get access to this type of health insurance regardless of pre-existing conditions. So definitely something else to look at. Coverage between the ages of 55 and 65 can get expensive, though. So depending on a couple and where they live, you could be looking on the upwards of $1,000 per month. But the average right now, just to be clear, for someone age 50 is currently about $642 a month for a single person and $970 per month for someone age 60. So we're throwing out these big numbers and people are like, yeah, but I've heard there's subsidies. Yes, there can be subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. They're available depending on your income level. So you do want to speak to a health insurance advisor to project along with your financial planner where your income's likely to be and if any subsidy would be available to you to hopefully reduce the premium. So to give you some figures on that, we're looking at subsidies do go away at the $51,000 level for a single and for two persons at a $69,000-plus level of income per year in 2022. So you want to have all the facts right away before you make this really life-changing decision that I'm going to retire early. And then finally, a lot of people, believe it or not, forget that they were veterans. I mean, and they remember they're veterans, but they forget maybe some of all of the nice benefits that go along with that. And if you were a veteran and you served with honor, you're actually eligible to enroll for VA health care. So the VA is America's largest health care system with more than 1,700 medical centers across the country. So if you served in the active military, naval, air service, and again, you separated with honor, then those are benefits that really could come in handy if you're considering an early retirement.
Really good stuff. Are there other things, Malia, folks can do to set themselves up when it comes to early retirement?
Yeah, so stop spending. No, I'm joking. You know, start with looking closely at your monthly expenses. We can't say this enough. You know, estimating your expenses in retirement's really, really important. And, you know, at the end of the day, if we're looking at your budget now and how it may or may not change as you retire, this is really important to get a head start on if you're considering an early retirement. Another big important item is actually consider maxing out your health savings plan if you have one at work or if your spouse has one. So the great thing about an health savings account is, again, planning for an early retirement, you would be able to take those funds that you've put away and it actually was a tax savings to you because you put it away pre-tax. And as it comes out for medical expenses, you're not paying tax on it. So having being able to max out a health savings account would look really, really good for a future early retirement.
What about with some of those savings options as well, other areas people need to be thinking about?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, again, savings for a rainy day is always important. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about an early retirement, you're going to want to have perhaps some after-tax savings. So generally speaking, we're having you, you know, push and put away as much into those pre-tax accounts, but also being able to have after-tax monies put away so that maybe you can start, you know, as CJ said, between if you retired at 55 before you turn 59 and a half is kind of that caveat you have to remember, because if you're going to pull money from retirement accounts prior to 59 and a half, you do have that 10% penalty. So our objective would be create another bucket for you to potentially drive income from that is after-tax monies that you've put in there, and you don't have any penalty to take out your own money at any age. So we want to make sure we have lots of choices as we enter retirement, and certainly for an early retirement, more of those choices with a health savings account fully funded every year and also after-tax monies available to us will really serve us well.
Talked about some great planning techniques and things to be thinking about and steps to be taking if you want to retire early. We're going to talk about some of the drawbacks. Yes, there can be some drawbacks to retiring early. We'll get the details from CJ Malia. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz question of the week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
The website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. We'll get to Kloss Quiz Question Week in just a moment. But first, we're talking about all the planning that can go into this if we're interested in it. Sometimes we forget that there are some drawbacks. Let's talk about some of the things people need to be aware of.
Yeah, I know we're running short on time here, but to Sean's point, we talked about some drawbacks in terms of, you know, penalties and taxes and access to certain types of money. But there's also, we'll call them softer non-financial drawbacks. Number one would be lifespan. Listen, if you're going to retire at 50 and life expectancy is 80 or 84, you've got a long time to be working and to be generating income. So just be aware of that average lifespan and how long that nest egg needs to last. Secondarily, it would be the fact that you are going to be reducing your retirement contribution. So the amount that you could be saving for retirement by, you know, 10 years in some examples. And so you're really just, we call it compressing or stressing your portfolio to be able to sustain a distribution over that long of a period of time. And then finally, and probably most importantly, retirement is not just a financial decision. certainly we are financial planners. So, we tend to get into the mathematical calculations and stress tests and models and what we call Monte Carlo simulations. And that's all fun and good. But listen, most decisions that we as human beings make are more mental and emotional than they are financial. So a fair warning to somebody who's going to retire at, say, 50 or 55 is, remember, part of what tends to give us meaning and purpose and joy in life is having structure to our days and our lives. Now, listen, if you've got grandkids to go visit and you know exactly what you're going to do when you retire, God bless you. But for many of us, having that structure, social outlet, connection to coworkers, getting behind a mission vision that is bigger than yourself can actually add a lot of value to your life. So be cautious. Sometimes we're sprinting towards the finish line when we should be recognizing that we're running a marathon and not a sprint. So just be careful.
Well stated this morning. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Great information this week. If you missed any part of the show, you can always listen back. KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Is the following statement true or false? Generally, if you withdraw funds from your IRAs before age 59 and a half, you will trigger an IRS tax penalty of 10%. Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Best Buy. And again, don't forget that's Kloss Financial's office here in Madison. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 442-5637. CJ Malia, it is always great talking with you guys. You have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
See you guys. News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.